broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. It's a tragedy, to say the least. Hillary Clinton literally meeting with Black Lives Matter weeks ago. It's crazy. We'll get into that as the broadcast unfolds. By the way, this is the second hour of Liberty Roundtable Live for November the 3rd in the year of our Lord, 2016. Of course, hour two at two, and our goal to promote God, family, and country and protect life, liberty, and property. We don't want a revolution, but a restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. The broadcast continues. Now, I mentioned right at the end of the last hour that Hillary Clinton is absolutely melting down. Because Brett Baer, he's with Fox, FBI sources, well, indictment almost certain. Wow. President Barack Hussein Obama freaking out, melting down, throwing the power of the White House behind Hillary. Total criminal activity to do so. Shock poll, Trump passes 50% with devoted voters. Loser Hillary wants to blame it all on the blacks. I kid you not. See, the problem with the voting is the polls are rigged. And the polls are rigged for things like this. They had an incredible percentage of blacks support Barack. And that percentage of blacks in the vote is how they make up the polls. Well, they counted on a certain number of the blacks voting for Hillary just like they did for Barack, but it's not coming true. And so now Hillary's melting down in literally every poll, every race. When she gives speeches, she's on the ropes. She's absolutely becoming unhinged, says the Donald. And we'll talk about that right now. Hillary's melting down, Kurt, like you've never seen before. Here's what Donald says about it right on the mainstream news. I just captured it from 2 minutes ago on the mainstream news, and I'm going to play it. Here is the Donald.
Hillary wants to blame everyone else for her mounting legal troubles. And I don't see, if you've watched her last few speeches over the last few days, she has become totally unhinged.
Yeah, what do you say to that, Kurt? Hillary's melting down because of her legal troubles. She's literally becoming unhinged. Hillary, totally unhinged. Do you want to comment on that, Kurt? It's amazing to see.
Well, she's a lot of stuff like un-American, unjustified. She's, you know, anyway, when you look at Hillary, I think, you know, she's lived above the law, outside the law for so long. I think it must just be something that she's, pretty much used to. And she's got all these little connections, all these people, whether it's, the Justice Department lady or who her husband met on the tarmac, or so many others that, but I do believe the House of Cards, you know, I guess you could say, is just kind of fallen in.
Yeah, you're right about that. Now, what else is interesting about this? You know, people are concerned about Bill Clinton being a rapist. And because Bill and Hillary are so above the law, we can't have an accountability of any kind. I mean, literally, Donald kissed a girl and he liked it, and then everybody freaks. And, well, Bill Clinton's literally raped women, and they can't get their testimony before a court of law. They can't even get accountability or even a response to the abuse they've experienced. I mean, the women are legion. And what I find fascinating is, so people have said, well, if we can't have a redress of grievance via the government, since Bill and Hillary are above the law, then we'll just take to, you know what, yelling out rapist in the middle of Hillary's rallies and everything. Alex Jones and others encouraging this. I would not encourage that. It's not the way I would go about it. I don't think it's a dignified solution personally. Nevertheless, one example, usually Hillary ignores the comments. She just doesn't say a word. She's becoming unhinged, though. She responded, Kurt. Listen to this.
Because any issue you care about, anything is at stake. I get sometimes a little overwhelmed by the fact that I love this country. I think you're an dark, divisive, dangerous vision and behavior of people who support Donald Trump. It is time for us to say, no, we are not going backwards. We're going forward into a brighter future.
So the bottom line is, it's hard to hear, but they basically say Bill Clinton is a rapist. And then Hillary literally pays attention to them and goes off. And so she wants a brighter future, Kurt. She doesn't want that dark, dangerous behavior of Donald Trump supporters. And I just think, what about the dark, dangerous behavior of her husband? What about the dark, dangerous behavior of pay-to-play for literally 20-plus years? And now the Justice Department and the FBI are saying, yeah, there's, quote, likely an indictment, quote. They don't say against who, but it's either Hillary or she might be able to somehow inoculate herself and blame it on the underlings and get away with it. But nevertheless, you got criminal activity by Hillary and Bill everywhere. And then Hillary literally unhinged now. She's freaking out. And she's literally going to say, man, I am sick of the Trump supporters' behaviors. Any response, Kurt?
Well, it seems to me the last desperate, I don't know, I was going to say ditch efforts, but, situation where what you've got is you've got a lady who, she's been told and she's been planning this forever, that it's her turn. And you and I and a whole bunch of other people are not in for the deal,
So she's literally running around blaming blacks. She's now blaming all Trump supporters and their behavior.
Well,
did you hear what she said? She didn't
really
say. You got
to blame everybody else, Sam.
She didn't say the bad apples in the barrel.
Yeah.
Which is what I kind of think she should have said. She didn't say that. Let's isolate what she said again. This is fascinating. Let me speed this up here.
I get sometimes a little overwhelmed by the fact that I love this country. I think you're
all right. Here we go. There's a decent crowd, but it's not huge.
I am sick and tired of the negative, dark, divisive, dangerous vision and behavior of people who support Donald Trump.
All right, she didn't say the bad apples in the barrel or, I'm sick of the few that ruin it for everybody else or anything like that. She's literally saying all Trump supporters, I'm sick of the dangerous, dark vision and behavior. Listen.
I am sick and tired of the negative, dark, divisive, dangerous vision and behavior of people who support Donald Trump.
Think about that, Kurt. She's not even limiting her comments. Anybody who supports Donald Trump is what?
I am sick and tired of the negative,
dark,
divisive,
dangerous
vision
and behavior
of
people who support Trump, Kurt.
Let's talk about dangerous, dark behavior. Let's talk about Vince Foster, the two boys that just fell asleep on the train tracks and got run over. I mean, you go down that list of the dead people that have surrounded the Clintons, you've got dark, dangerous, I'd probably throw in devastating behavior going on for years. And let's put an end to that, I say.
I mean, it's amazing the things she says, Kurt. And she literally went off. We're getting to her. She's panicking. She's literally, as Donald Trump said, she's unhinged. She has lost it with a shock Trump poll of Donald passing 50% with definite voters. And loser Hillary now wants to blame it all on the blacks. Hillary is totally unhinged, says Trump. Hillary responds to rapist yell. Wow. All right. There's another event going on simultaneously, Kurt, and they're trying to tie this to Trump is the big reason to bring it up. David Duke is in the news. Now, let me make this very clear. I do not personally know David Duke at all, and I have never interviewed David Duke on the radio, and I don't agree with David Duke on a lot of things. However, I submit that he's absolutely unfairly maligned and abused, worse than any Trump supporters ever done to Hillary.
Our country is at a crossroads. Election day is looming, and the choice between the two candidates couldn't be more clear. Do you want a strong leader who will secure our borders and stop the flow of illegal aliens and radical Islamic terrorists? Do you want a proven businessman who will implement smart trade deals that will bring jobs back to our country? Do you want a man's man who will protect our God-given Second Amendment rights from an oppressive federal government? Do you want a sensible White House that will work with traditionalist heads of state who should be our natural allies? Do you want a president who will safeguard the interests of Christians? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then there's only one choice for you, Donald Trump for president. Make no mistake about it, America will not survive a Supreme Court stacked with radical extremists handpicked by Hillary Clinton. Do the right thing. On November 8th, vote Trump.
This ad is paid for by William Johnson, a farmer and a deplorable, through the American National Super PAC, and is not authorized by Donald Trump or his committee.
Tune in to Liberty News Radio's Political Roundtable 2016, special broadcast of election night coverage on Tuesday, November 8th. Features seasoned talk stars, newsmakers, and political commentators together in a live radio and video simulcast, providing news the networks refuse to use. Tune into our live presentation on election night, Tuesday, November 8th, beginning at 8 p.m. Eastern on LNR's affiliate stations, internet stream, Roku channel, or the Unlimited Listen line. Visit LibertyNewsRadio.com. Jesse Lee Peterson, Vice Presidential Candidate Scott Bradley, Sam Bushman, James Edwards, Larry Pratt, Keith Allen, Richard Mack, and surprise guests will report the significant events of this historic election. Liberty News Radio provides the opportunity for constitutional conservatives to gather and share in the excitement when the next president of the United States is announced. Tuesday night, November 8th, election night coverage. LibertyNewsRadio.com.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live. Police pepper spray protesters in the Louisiana Senate debate featuring Mr. David Duke. Now, I'm not distancing myself from David Duke, and I'm not downing David Duke, and I'm not in any way going to participate in the hostilities and the lies and the manipulations and the perversions and the scare words going to participate in this hostility towards David Duke. Hillary runs around and acts like all these deplorables, all these hate-filled thugs are attacking her. Everything they do is horrible against Trump. Well, they've done a gazillion times worse to David Duke, folks, by far. Now, remember, David Duke served in the House of Representatives for the state of Louisiana. Yes, David Duke was in the Klan. He admits it and regrets it. But you know what? David Duke, every time I've heard the guy speak, every time, I'm going to say that again, every time, he has been an absolute gentleman. Now, let me be clear. I don't tell you that I don't know David Duke and I've never interviewed him because I want to distance myself from him. I tell you that because it's a fact. I have never met David Duke in person. I have never had the chance to interact with him and communicate with him, except for I've taken a couple of phone calls for other talk shows and put him on the air. But that doesn't mean that I have a conversation or a detailed engagement with him. I don't know the man. And I've never interviewed him. And I put that on the record just as a factual reality. However, you know what? First and foremost, I believe in free speech. And I believe in what's called the right of conscience. And you know what? David Duke has the right to think and feel and believe as he chooses. And whether I agree with that or not, he has the same right as everyone else. And the second I decide that he has less of a right, my rights are in jeopardy, my fellow Americans. Do you got that? So I'm not in any way maligning David Duke. I'm not even defending him either. In terms of his views, because I don't really know all what they are. I haven't studied David Duke a lot. But I know this. Everything I've heard is different from what they say about him. Now, his website's davidduke.com if you personally want to check it out. Now, some would say this is a backhanded secret way to promote David Duke. No, it's not. I'm just not going to withhold information from you. You can, you know, read his videos and read his articles and learn about him and decide for yourself. If I get the time someday, I'll do it. And I'm not afraid to interview David Duke in any way. I just have never done so to date. But I'm almost tempted to do so, and I'll tell you why. This big old debate with David Duke last night absolutely melted down. First off, it was held at a traditionally black college? So at a traditional racist college? Where, because of the color of my skin, I dare not enter, cannot enter, cannot educate at that facility? What's that all about, racists? Nevertheless, it was a big old meltdown. The cops had to pepper spray folks, and well, early reports showed the cops pepper spraying people and the people pepper spraying the cops, and it was crazy. And what all happened is they wouldn't let people into the debate. So about 100 protesters were freaking out, and it got all crazy. And what do you expect to happen? But nevertheless, Kurt, do you have more details on that? There's the video of the debate. There's the video of the protesters outside. There's all kinds of information on this, but it was an absolute meltdown last night. All because David Duke, this supposed extreme, crazy, whacked out racist, was there. But as far as I can tell, well, for the most part, David Duke was kind of one of the most gentle, well-behaved people there, sir. That's what I saw.
Yeah, I didn't see any, I'm looking down through the list of, when you go to Google and you enter in David Duke, basically you've got an NPR story, a CBS News story, highly NOLA.com. That's probably North Louisiana, something, NOLA.com. You've got bestofneworleans.com. Some of the headlines, Daily Beast, Daily Mail. So the guys across the pond, jump in. So you've got headlines like this: furious students clash with police over David Duke's appearance. Despicable David Duke does his best Donald Trump imitation. I'm sure that's pretty, kind of not biased, that one right there. Protesters hit with pepper spray at Dillard as David Duke enters. Dillard, by the way, is the university. Final Louisiana Senate debate focuses on David Duke, draws protests. Sparks fly inside and out as David Duke takes part in election debate. Former Ku Klux Klan Grand Wizard David Duke. This is the NBR hit.
Now I want to stop there about that for a second.
Go ahead.
You know, they talk about this Grand Wizard, and I actually heard a debate last night between Alex Jones and David Duke. And I listened to that while all this other stuff was going on because I just wanted to kind of learn a little bit more about what's going on. They love to hate David Duke. He's almost their favorite whipping boy, and I can't really understand why. But one of the things that Alex Jones was saying in the interviews is, oh, what's this grand wizard stuff? What's this dragon stuff? Is it kind of like, the chupacabra? And is it, and he went off on all these goofy, is it like the Loch Ness Monster? What's the deal with that thing? Is it, I don't really know what a grand dragon is, a wizard, but I know this about the Ku Klux Klan. You know, there were organizations that could just call themselves the Klan anywhere, anytime. Kirk, tomorrow you could just say, I'm the Klan. And you could do all these heinous, horrible acts and everything. Or you could be a kind organization that just says, hey, we want people to be able to freely associate, not be forced by government to associate. We wanted this, we wanted that. The problem with the Klan is that there's just no governing of any kind, and there's no reality check on what's happening there. Well, David Duke joined the Klan innocently as a young man and then found out kind of what they were doing and said, man, I don't agree with all this. I agree that, you know, white people have become kind of the latest group to be attacked relentlessly to the point where eventually there'll be a minority in the country they founded. That's a problem, and that's why he joined. But then later he said, you know, when I saw some of the actions taken by some of the members, I just couldn't abide by that, and so I left. Now, what's fascinating about this is Robert Byrd was in the Klan way more than David Duke ever was, and Robert Byrd was promoted and praised by Hillary and everybody. So it's interesting to me, what's the difference? Why abuse David Duke but praise Byrd? Why? And the answer, in my opinion, is because David Duke may have been a little bit more radical and extreme in his younger years, but he's learned to appropriately deliver his message in a very peaceful, very cogent, very intelligent way. Why do I say that? Because I've heard him on the radio many times, and I've heard a lot of what he has to say, and I've never heard him get crazy. I may not agree with the points that he makes on everything, but even when he was with Alex Jones, I mean, he was polite the whole time, and Alex was just kind of getting in his face a little bit, and David Duke just like, hey, you know what? I'm just advocating for what I believe and all this stuff. So I'm really starting to dig into this more and more and having more and more of a problem with the way the mainstream press treats David Duke. And the mainstream press really is guilty of, Kurt, in my opinion, stirring up this hostility that took place last night at the black college? Because they made such a big deal out of this that they've turned it into a almost a media lynching of David Duke. The reason I say almost is because there's a couple of people that are reporting it right. Last night I saw a video that said basically the protesters were out of line. The debate was going on peacefully inside. Then I read a little bit more about, you know, David Duke. Everybody on the whole stage plus the moderators were attacking Duke, saying, hey, you're a criminal. You went to jail over taxes. And Duke's like, you know what? I did go to jail over taxes. You're right. I feel horrible about that. However, you know what? The government attacked me. Well, so David Duke has an IRS story where the government abused him. Kurt, many of us have one of those to tell, don't we? And so see, the more they attack Duke and the more I listen to what they're attacking him over, believe it or not, the more I come to David Duke's defense, not because I'm defending David Duke or some racist view, but because I'm saying, you know what? In all fairness, I can understand that. We'll talk about it a little bit more. This is a critical point, especially when Hillary's blaming the blacks for everything now, huh?
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Now that a jury of 12 citizens unanimously agreed that the leaders of the alleged conspiracy to occupy the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge are not guilty of it, the feds should drop all remaining charges against the other defendants, contends federal public defender Lisa Hay. A total of 26 people were indicted on the conspiracy charge, arising from the peaceful 41-day protest occupation of the isolated federal facility near Burns, Oregon. 11 agreed to plea bargains prior to the trial, one of whom, organizer Ryan Payne, has filed a motion to withdraw his guilty plea. 7 others are scheduled for trial next February. The jury's verdict is a clear statement that harsh criminal laws should not be used to suppress free speech, even if the message may be disagreeable to others, Hay pointed out in a motion before U.S. District Judge Anna Brown. You are listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com. The Daily Mail of London reports that there are 5 separate FBI cases probing virtually every one of Clinton's inner circle, campaign vice chairman and longtime aide Uma Abedin is under investigation, both for the diversion of official emails through an unauthorized, unsecure private server, and in connection with a separate federal investigation into the alleged sexting by her estranged husband, disgraced former Democratic Congressman Anthony Weiner. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe, a longtime Clinton ally, is under investigation for suspected receipt of illicit campaign cash from Chinese sources. Other probes are investigating Bill Clinton's longtime personal assistant Doug Band, John and Tony Podesta, and former Hillary Clinton press secretary Philip Raines. For the news the networks refuse to use, turn to LibertyNewsDaily.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Couple last quick points about David Duke, ladies and gentlemen, that you ought to know. The first thing that I would say is this. You know, the fact is, I'm willing to interview David Duke, and I'm willing to learn more about him and have an open mind and be kind and respectful as I would want anyone to do to me. And the more the mainstream press beats him up and does things that I know to be an absolute lie, the more I come to the defense of and have respect for David Duke. Because I'll tell you why, when they attack him and say, oh, you're a criminal, you went to jail. Yeah, because the IRS literally targeted and attacked and destroyed him. And how many personal experiences have you had with that? And for me, half the patriots that I know have been abused and maligned and destroyed by the IRS in some way, flavor, or situation. So I kind of think David Duke, that's almost a badge of honor. It's like when the Southern Poverty Law Center attacks you. It's become a badge of honor. Man, if you haven't been attacked by the Southern Poverty Law Center and hostily abused by the IRS, you're not really a real patriot yet, are you? See what I mean? It's just like, wow. And now here's the deal. I've never interviewed David Duke. And I don't know him. But what's fascinating is this. If CNN interviews David Duke, it's all cool. It's like they're interviewing the enemy and they're, you know, a bona fide news service. And so they can do that. And they're somehow not a racist. But they can, you know, abuse and lie about and manipulate relating to David Duke. And they're fine. Now, if I interview David Duke, then what they're going to do is instead of saying Sam is a legitimate bona fide news organization, doing his very best to get the who, what, when, where, why, unless I buy their narrative and sell their lie with them, then somehow I'm now David Duke's ally. Even though me and CNN did nothing more than both interview David Duke, see, I either, one, got to peddle their racist porn, or I'm a racist too. Because I interviewed David Duke, and therefore I must be somehow, what, a supporter of white supremacy? Now, David Duke rejects the white supremacist term as well. I personally heard him say it. He believes that Jewish power and influence is controlling everything. Alex Jones in the interview said, I just believe elitists are doing this and evil people for money and power are on a power trip. I don't think it's the Jews. Well, there's a slight difference between Alex's view and David Duke's view. But really, it is a reality check between, do you believe that there are elites destroying our society? And do you believe there's a racial agenda to their mix or not? either way you believe, ladies and gentlemen. Shouldn't we have the right to believe and think and feel and as we wish? Shouldn't we have the right of conscience? And should we be maligned and abused and destroyed and literally sacrificed on the altar of political correctness because we believe different than somebody else? That's a free speech credibility crisis of epic proportions, ladies and gentlemen. I tell you right now. And so the more these thugs attack David Duke, the more I kind of like him and find myself defending him and find that I probably should interview him. But the second I do, because I won't go along with their racial manipulative lies and their hostile, unfair, abusive attacks, I will let David Duke speak for himself. Then instantly I am, well, I'm a racist, I'm evil. And if they can't get away with those lies because they know I'll sue them, then what they say is, well, he's a racist supporter. But James Edwards emailed me, well-known friend of David Duke and well-known friend of mine. And see, because, you know, James Edwards is friends with David Duke, and because he's friends with Sam Bushman, now we're all racists together in the basket of deplorables. But anyway, James Edwards, my personal good friend, who I will not denounce and who I do know personally very well, James Edwards, quote, no matter what people think about Duke, protesters do not have the right to mob cops and attempt to storm a building and shut down the democratic process of a candidate's debate. Kurt, do you want to add to that? That's what James is saying. Look, I don't care what you think about David. You don't have the right to try to shut down a debate, to literally clash with cops and get hostile and go crazy. That's unacceptable no matter what. And I agree, Kurt. James is spot on.
Well, and, you know, a little bit more detail on this whole deal, I guess.
You're a racist because you're reporting on David Duke right now, Kurt. You know that, yeah. Right?
Good point. But I guess one of the things that happened, there's a big company called Raycom, and they have affiliates, WAFB TV in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and KSLA TV in Shreveport, Louisiana, as well as KPLC TV in Lake Charles. These were some of their affiliates that had representatives there that were interviewing these Senate candidates. And by the way, they had set a cutoff line for the debates, and they had set it at 5%. You know, in other words, 5% support, you can be in the debate. Well, Duke, they say, had gotten 5.1%. So he was included in the debate. Now, it's interesting to me, they say, this is according to the Times-Picayune, it's a New Orleans newspaper or whatever you want to call it online. They say that they were going to cover this debate, but since there was a Game 7 with the Indians and the Cubs.
No, I got to stop them right there. These racists are going to literally allow one team to make fun of bears and another team to make fun of the Native Americans, and they're going to put that over the racist David Duke. See, these people are crazy, Kurt.
Well,
now,
anyway,
by the way,
I
don't believe David Duke's a racist. I'm just telling you that's their narrative. That's their claim.
That's
their
go-to
game, right?
Good point.
Now, why would you ever put on the altar the sacred responsibility of Americans to understand their candidates and vote for the right people to serve our nation? Why would you ever put that over a sporting event?
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, why would you ever put that a sporting event over that? I'm not saying it correctly. Why would you ever put a sporting event over that, in my opinion, sacred obligation?
And I guess it's pretty interesting down there, Sam, because they say they got 24 candidates on the ballot. They say it'll be nearly impossible for one to take the majority vote on the 8th of November. They say that all but guarantees the top two vote getters spots in what they call a December 10th runoff. The winner, they say, will then succeed Senator David Vitter, Republican of Louisiana, who will have served 12 years in the Senate when he retires in January.
Now, here's the interesting thing. They act like David Duke doesn't even belong in this debate. He's such an extreme racist. I can't even believe we're giving him a chance. What's fascinating about this is that David Duke was almost the governor of Louisiana, Kurt, and David Duke served in the House of Representatives for the state of Louisiana, not at the federal level, at the state level. Yes. And he's been well-known in politics. He's written a bunch of best-selling books. He's well-known for his videos and his radio talk show and his articles and writings. And whether you agree with him or not, you got to admit he's a great thinker. And he digs in and he does a lot of quality research. He really does. And the more these guys beat him up, the more I want to interview him and talk to him and learn about him and everything, Kurt. And the problem is, if I do that, what'll happen to me? I'll be a racist. Now, I got a call last night from my good friend Scott Bradley, Kurt.
Yes.
And he said, you know what? I don't know if we ought to do this show next week, this you know, special broadcast for the election, because James Edwards is going to be there with you. And we have come to understand James Edwards is a racist.
Wow.
Better not do the show. It could get egg on the face of the campaign. It could. Well, I talked to Scott Bradley, and he realizes it's nothing but a bogus manipulation. But this is the view out there. See, they have this guilt by association to the point where, but let me just explain. Hillary can have associations with this Aberdeen criminal tied directly to the Muslim Brotherhood, tied directly to these evil terrorist organizations, and they're not using guilt by association there, Kurt, at all.
Yep.
What gives
with
guess, that?
I guess during this event, Sam, according to this, Times-Picayune report, there's a lawyer, her name is Caroline Fayard. She's a Democrat of New Orleans, and she was asked this question about Obamacare. And, she, I guess, didn't understand the question because she basically said in answer that she told school children this morning that Duke was a bad man. I don't see how you twist the question about Obamacare.
I do. If you're such a belligerent, hostile racist, and you already have your answers prepared to attack David Duke, then you just simply ignore what's going on around you and attack David Duke, Kurt. That's all.
Yeah. She went on to say this snake has slithered out of the swamp, probably because these career politicians on this stage haven't done their job well enough, she said. Anyway.
Of course, Hillary didn't slither out of the swamp.
No,
sir. She's dignified. I mean, look at her pantsuits and everything. I mean, come on. See, it's amazing the game we play, the double standard we accept. We've got to stop it. Let me ask you a question, Kurt. Should we interview David Duke?
Well,
should we forever tie ourselves to be extreme racists?
We're already guilty.
Hold on. Let's talk about it. Sam and Kurt on your radio.
My sister was smoking, and I watched her. She asked me if I wanted some, and I said sure, and she taught me how to smoke, and that was my first experience.
Every day, an estimated 3,000 teens start smoking.
Both my parents smoke. I mean, seeing them smoke, watching them, thinking, well, they do it, it's not going to hurt me.
Smoking sends mixed messages to your children.
They just recently found out. I just told my mom, so she was shocked, very shocked.
I think parents have a big influence on whether or not their children smoke. Because even if the parent says that they don't agree with it, it really doesn't hold a lot of water. I mean, you can say, I don't agree with you smoking, but when you light up 5 minutes later, it doesn't hold a lot of water.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Are you familiar with the term vigor, strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example. Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
We're going to have to dub Kirk Crosby a snake slithering out of the swamp just for thinking about interviewing David Duke. I mean, what is Kurt thinking? Wow. This guilt by association double standard, Kurt, is just out of this world. The double standard by guilt by association is crazy. James Edwards, no matter what people think about David Duke, these protesters have no right to clash with and pepper spray police, and they have no right to mob cops, storm a building in an effort to shut down a free association debate. Now, the question is, should Liberty Roundtable interview David Duke? Before you answer that, Kurt, because it's a serious question. I mean, you'll be dubbed a racist forever. You ready to go there? That's how they work. But James O'Keefe is in the news, Kurt, and he just released a new video. And it catches racism of Democratic donors. They're flat-out racists on the video, Kurt. Dropping F-bombs, literally rejecting the blacks, and more. You want to respond to that before you answer the question if we should interview David Duke, sir?
Well, at least when it comes to Democrats and at least a bunch of Hillary supporters being racist, I'm not surprised. But, of course, the media, the thing you have to remember, at least I think is so key, is so many times they don't want to report stuff like that, the real truth, the facts that are there. Like I heard one individual ask this simple question, is our government racist? When,
yes,
you know, we ask these questions on almost every form, you know, besides if you're a citizen, they ask, well, what color are you?
Well, they just want to make sure that you're not a racist.
I mean, it's just messed up.
It is messed up. And so, the interesting thing is, so these James O'Keefe videos showing Democrat donors to be big old racists.
Yep.
Now, Kurt, you think we ought to interview David Duke then? Should we do that? You know you'll be ruined forever if we do, right? You cool with that?
You know, as far as I can see, Sam, I don't think that you're going to get any kid glove treatment just because you don't.
You're a bad guy, but you'll be really a bad guy then, Kurt.
Well, you mean like CNN?
Yeah. See, that's the interesting thing. It's just amazing. I mean, they're even saying that I'm a hardcore white supremacist. And then when they get caught lying and have to retract, then they say, well, you're a supporter of one at least. And I don't even know David Duke, people. So what happens if I really interview him? I mean, they'll go ballistic. It's almost a reason for me to choose to interview him, Kurt. Because I'm saying, you know what? If they're going to already do that, and I don't even know the guy, I might as well at least get the record out there. I might as well at least lay out the truth for all to see. So do you support then? Should we put David Duke on the radio with us, Kurt?
Well, it seems like it would be fair to let people hear.
What? You mean let him speak for himself and let people decide for themselves, Kurt?
Well, instead of just saying what he believes and telling people that and making up words for him, it seems like it'd be more fair just to
actually
hear. Sounds
like it's Liberty Roundtable-esque to do that very thing. Sounds like Liberty News Radio, for its journalistic integrity, we ought to do that, Kurt. In fact, it would be an imperative for us to do that. In fact, I think it would help make America great again if we did do that. I mean, after all, it's newsworthy. He is running for senator for the state of Louisiana. He is on the ticket. He did qualify for the debates, like it or not. He's well known. He certainly has some controversial ideas, but you know what? Is that a crime? If so, Hillary's never going to get out of jail. Not to mention her donors are racist. Guilt by association. I mean, she, Kurt, needs to switch pantsuits for, what do they call those things when you're in jail? What do you wear, Kurt? I guess it's just a different kind of pantsuit.
Jumpsuits.
Oh, yeah. Exchange your pantsuits for jumpsuits. That's what I'm saying. All right, switching gears a little bit, William F. Wells, the vice presidential candidate of the Libertarian Party, defended Hillary Clinton big time, Kurt, against attacks from Donald J. Trump, saying that her character should not be impugned by the likes of Donald Trump. I mean, Donald Trump's flawed. Mr. Wells was talking to the well-known New York Times. So what on earth is Wells running around in his political campaign as vice presidential candidate defending Hillary, saying Trump's not the guy to, you know, say Hillary's bad? Well, forget Trump for a minute. Wells, are you saying Hillary's okay? Or do you believe she needs to change pantsuits for jumpsuits? Or what are those suits called? Kurt? Jumpsuits?
Yep.
Stripes?
Yeah. Special new striped outfit for Hillary.
Anyway, this guy's goofy. Now, Donald Trump's making another promise, Kurt. He's full of promises these days, and this one's kind of interesting.
That's right, Sam. Apparently, he's offered to give us, well, one last glorious surprise for the pundits. This will be, according to Tim Haines, it'll be on Election Day. This was at a rally in Orlando, Florida. I guess it was yesterday. He said his historic movement will have one last glorious surprise on Election Day. Says the GOP nominee remembered his parents as special people, thanking them for a great life. So, I mean, what do you think the one last glorious surprise for the pundits on Election Day will be, Sam?
I don't know the answer. What do you think?
Well, if I were going to pick one that, you know, in my opinion...
That Hillary's joining the Racist Hall of Fame?
No, I mean, if he wants to really make America great again and make a whole bunch of people really happy, wouldn't he have, I think he should have used this a long time ago, but wouldn't he just say, look, we're going to completely eliminate the IRS, you know, I mean, that ought to really, cheer him up and, you know, we'll make America great again by making sure that people aren't targeted in any special way. We'll make sure that there's no people from India that can hassle you because they're fake IRS agents. You won't have to worry about that. Now we'll make sure that, you know, there's enough money in the coffers. And just like Ron Paul said, when asked, what are you going to replace the income tax with? He said, we'll replace it with nothing because, the federal government just needs to run on a little less money and you people can keep your money. I mean, just imagine if that would be at least, you know, of all the things I think you could do on the one last glorious surprise, that would be a heck of a good one.
What do you think, Kurt? Is it going to happen?
Maybe he's going to do the Fed Reserve one, you know.
Just like, shut down the Fed? Yeah.
Be all right. We, you know, my buddy JFK.
I think what he's going to do is name Sam Bushman his press secretary.
Yeah, well, I mean, that could be another one, you know. There's a good luck.
Now, Kurt, Politico just jumped into the fray. They wrote an article by a guy by the name of Trout Fishing, which means I won't really tell you my real name because I'm a chicken.
What, his name is Trout Fishing?
No, that's just by Trout Fishing is the article, which means I'm not going to tell you who I am.
Oh, okay.
So I blatantly tell you who I am because I'm not afraid of my beliefs. But this thug attacks behind a mask, if you will. But anyway, it's in Politico, and it literally attacks the CSPOA. It attacks you and me and everybody else. And it basically chronicles every guest that we've had on the program and more. We don't have time to break it down today. Oh, I guess it's the Daily Cause, KOS. It's not political, sorry. It's like the Daily Cause. Is it KOS Cause, Kurt? Daily Cause?
Yeah, or Cause. I don't know, you know, for sure.
Maybe they got a spelling problem.
Yeah. That's
don't know. Anyway, we'll dig into this tomorrow because we need to. But all I'm telling you is, wow, they're getting desperate, Kurt. They're on the ropes. They literally talk about Donald Trump basically invoking an army of anti-government folks that want to see government shut down, basically. Again, wow. Liars of the highest order. I have never advocated for the shutdown of government. I have advocated for the proper role of government to stand tall, for good, honest, wow. moral people in government to be true, for the wrong, wicked, illegal, rogue agents in government to be rejected. I've done that, yes. But I stand with the Founding Fathers, ladies and gentlemen. I stand with the supreme law. So I'm your Law and Order talk show host. How do you like that? And these thugs are running around telling you that I'm anti-government. They lie! And then if we ever have David Duke on, they say we're racist. So we might as well, I mean, they've already attacked us so relentlessly. We might as well at least give David Duke a chance to speak for himself, as Kurtley wisely articulates. All right, there you have it. 2 hours in the can, hard-hitting talk radio, always at your fingertips. LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsDaily.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com. Check them all out. Incredible commentary, all at your fingertips. Donate today. By the way, we mentioned James Edwards, so check out his award-winning broadcast every Saturday night. ThePoliticalCesspool.org for that. This nation shall endure.